Hello, good evening. My name is Jack. Good evening, sir. I'm Jay with Opinion Research. We just conducted a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota?
I am.
Thank you, sir. Just for a statistical purpose only, and I'm required to read verbatim, are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today, to the best of your knowledge, your opinion?
I guess I don't know.
Well, I got a few lists here real quick. I can read it. You can pick one. Just we can move on. Is the economy, jobs, inflation, taxes, the government spending in Minnesota, the education or the health care in Minnesota, or the moral or social issues, the environment, crimes, and drugs? Can you pick one just for the sake of the research?
Well, I think right now with everything going on with the election and all that, education is probably the biggest topic in Minnesota.
Thank you. And I really appreciate you taking the time to help me. Sir, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? Fossil fuels, carbon emissions, needed to move to renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, overpopulation. If you have another one,
I'd say climate. I'd say climate change is probably.
Thank you. And what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota? Again, I have a list: water pollution, air pollution, global warming, climate change, recycling, forest management, protected wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill space. The issues that face in Minnesota, the environmental issue, according to your knowledge.
I don't know. Global warming.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm moving on. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota industries? How about their mining? Would you rate them excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
What was the scale?
Using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the mining industry on the environmental performance?
I don't know. I'll say good.
Okay. How about the forest products? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay. And the electric utilities? Same question.
What was the category?
Excellent.
Did you say electric something?
Electric.
No, what did you say? Electric utilities?
Yes, sir. Well, how would you rate
it? I say it's good.
Okay. With the environment? All right. How about the agriculture and farming? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I'd say probably doing excellent.
Okay. And how about the medical manufacturing? How do you think they are performance on the environment? Do you think that they're excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Probably just fair.
And there, this one right here. Refining. How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Refining, probably good.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on. Good. Okay. I appreciate your patience. Now, how would you rate the job of each of the following agencies and groups doing a managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota? How about the U.S. Forest Service? How would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? How do you think they manage
excellent
forest? Okay. And how about the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? Same question.
Excellent.
And the forest and timber industry?
Good.
Okay. And how about the county land departments? How would you rate them?
Good.
Good. And how about the environmental groups? How do you think they're managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Excellent. Good. Just fair or poor?
I don't know much about it, but good.
Okay. Thank you. Moving on. Now, sir, how important
is there a lot more? Is there a lot more on this? Because I really got it, you know.
I will speed it up, okay? But it's just a short question. How important do you feel the forest products industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say it is very important, somewhat, not too, or not at all important?
Somewhat.
Somewhat important, okay. And now, how significant a role do you think the forest products industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? Will you say it is very significant, somewhat, not too, or not at all significant?
Probably very.
Very significant. Now, moving on. Each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. Now, sir, how many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than harvested? Same as harvested, fewer than harvested. What's your opinion?
Probably same.
Same, thank you. Now, do you think there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, fewer, or about the same?
Fewer.
Fewer, okay. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not? What's your opinion?
No.
Thank you, sir. Now, what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has in Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say a positive impact, no impact, or negative?
Negative.
Thank you. Now, moving on real quick, do you feel it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
No.
Thank you. Now, do you feel it's acceptable to harvest trees for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not?
Not sure. I guess.
Okay. No worries. There's no right or wrong answer. If you don't have an opinion, we can move forward. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, sir, do you feel it will be a good idea to also design the land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota forest for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
I guess I'm not sure.
Okay, now let's go to the next one. Do you feel that it's appropriate to use the whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Sure.
Okay. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest products industry? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Now, do you donate money to environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economy activity and employ 69,000 people. Now, sir, much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant component, a minor component, or it is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy?
I'd say significant.
Significant. Thank you. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry, most significant problem is the difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercial licensed logging truck drivers. Now, sir, we support or oppose the use of tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities, providing 200-plus hour certification training and operations and equipment used in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Now, Wisconsin investment creates public-private efforts to address forest industry workforce issues, such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. Now, the investment also provides classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities in the forest industry, leading to the increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, the question is, sir, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economies, forests, and forest industry? Support or oppose?
Yes.
Thank
support.
You. We're almost done, okay, sir? Just two more minutes. I'm going to list several components of the program. Actually, it's only four. After each, please tell me, sir, if you support or oppose the state funding for that part of the program. Now, the first component, create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Support or oppose that?
Support.
Okay, and increase the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry, to include urban, indigenous, migrants, and minorities communities. Will you support that component or oppose that?
Yes, support.
Okay. And work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and educational issues. Support or oppose that?
Support.
And getting into school classrooms to start informing young people of the opportunities that forestry worker jobs provide. Support or oppose that component?
Support.
Thank you, sir. Let's finish this up. The last few questions, just for statistical purpose only, but what is the highest level of education that you have completed?
College degree, bachelor's degree.
Thank you, sir. Now, is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
50 to 64.
And how would you describe the community where you live in? A large city, suburban, a small town, farm,
suburban,
or rural? Suburban, thank you. And is your annual household income $25,000, $25,000 to $49,000, $50,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000, or more than $100,000?
More than $100,000.
Thank you, sir. And do you consider your political views liberal, progressive, moderate, conservative?
I don't really talk about that. I'm Canadian, so I can't vote.
I understand. Now, which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business, or retail sales?
Manufacturing.
Manufacturing. Thank you. Now, in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
Male.
Thank you, sir, very much for taking the time to help me. This concludes the survey. Thank you for your participation, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye. No problem. Bye.
Thank you.